Oh, we're joined by Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, good afternoon, Heather.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us. Now, listen, Joe Biden's inauguration, that's in less than 12 hours now. What are investors looking forward to from his presidency?
Yeah, we've been hearing details of Biden's policy agenda and his priorities over the last week or so. I think investors are going to focus on three things. You know, first, he's been talking about this rescue plan, as nearly $2 trillion proposed stimulus package to help the economy get back on track. Number two, climate change. We know it's big on his agenda, and he's vowed to re-sign the US up to the Paris Climate Agreement on day one of the presidency. So that's number two. And thirdly, I think investors are keen to understand how all this fiscal spending is going to get paid for eventually, i.e. are we going to see bigger taxes going forward?
Good question. So let's tackle each of those in order. The big fiscal bill has just been passed in the US. What is this one that's looming going to change? What's it going to mean?
Well, that's right. I mean, just in December, we had a $900 billion bill passed, and now we're talking about a further $2 trillion. Democrats have been pushing all along that the US does need a bigger bill sooner, and so this is part of that. I think we expect some form of stimulus bill to be passed by March, and that will deliver a boost to the economy, probably just as the vaccination program allows social distancing restrictions to be lifted. So what's going to happen there? We're going to release a boom in consumer spending. It's going to drive the US economy likely to the fastest growth in two decades or more for this year. So not surprisingly, investors are expecting better profits for US companies, and that's why we're seeing US share market at all-time highs.
On the climate change issue, how are investors positioning themselves to benefit from this?
Well, the knee-jerk reaction from investors so far has been to buy clean energy funds with two hands. So in the past few months, we've seen a lot of inflows to those. These are passive funds that invest in global companies, including our own utilities. And so share prices have seen a move as a result of that flow. So although Contact and Meridian Energy are not going to be beneficiaries of a Biden policy, the shares are up 25% and 40% respectively in the last 3 months. So New Zealand investors have seen some windfall gains already.
Biden's policies, I mean, they seem to generally be good news for investors, right? But there must be surely something that they should be keeping an eye out for.
Well, short term, unequivocally, the stimulus that he wants to put in place is definitely good news for the economy. And it's going to more than overwhelm the negative impacts of virus second waves. But the risk really is that there's too much stimulus in the short term. The economy overheats and we see inflation, interest rates rising. That will be negative for share markets, including our share market here in New Zealand. The other issue is then down the track, how do you pay for all this stimulus and reduce that debt burden on the economy? And that's where Biden's been talking about higher taxes. And if those are higher corporation taxes, then that's clearly bad news for share investors.
Brilliant, Mark. It's good to talk to you as always. Happy New Year to you as well. That's Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management.